Proclamation number 5400 of 25th of May, 1952. Awakening the spark of God in man. My spirit shall become effective in you. The spark of my spirit is within you. Thus something divine slumbers within you which can have an effect on your thinking, wanting and acting if you allow it yourselves. You yourselves decide whether this spiritual spark can become active in you. It is entirely up to your will to awaken a spirit in you to life, for it is indeed within you, but it awaits the fulfillment of the conditions under which its activity is permitted. Neither my omnipotence can determine my share in you to be active, nor my greater than great love, for the law of eternal order underlies everything, also the human being's shaping with all his abilities and not least the human being's free will, without which a perfect creature is unthinkable and which therefore should also strive to enter the state of perfection again. But it is also not possible for the opposite pole to prevent the divine spiritual spark in you from working if you want it to do so yourselves. You alone determine your attitude towards me and also towards my adversary. Thus you also have free will which can just as well act badly as well. I now know every individual human heart and follow its spiritual development. But I also recognize my adversary's attempts to bring the human being under his influence, and his influence is often so strong that it does not remain without effect, that the human being becomes weak to want what is right and is inclined to give in to the one who wants to steer his will in the wrong direction. The human being is weak without my support. For this weakness of will is the natural consequence of his distance from me due to his past sin against me. He can want to be right but needs a grant of grace from me to do so, which is fully at his disposal in his acknowledgement of Christ. Therefore he must acknowledge Christ, who made the most difficult sacrifice for humanity's strength and will. For I demand a free decision of will from the human being during his earthly existence, thus I also have to offer him the guarantee to be able to relinquish this free decision of will if I want him to reach perfection. He must be able to use his will in every direction, otherwise I could not make such a demand of him. And your spirit from me will provide you with the necessary help for this if you grant it the right to do so. The spiritual spark, which is part of me myself, always affects you in my will, so that such human being can certainly rightly say that he is guided by divine will, which has given the spirit within itself the right to express itself. Therefore it is always my concern that you place yourselves in a state where the spirit can work in you, because then you will already be relieved of all responsibility, for as soon as my spirit works in you, you also already submit yourselves to my will, thus my will can be active in you, yet you have voluntarily inserted your will into mine, not forced by my will. My spirit, however, can only work in a person who consciously places himself under Christ's cross, i.e., the once weakened will could now also receive the strengthening from the divine Redeemer through the acknowledgement of Christ and his act of salvation to think and act in such a way that the precondition for my working of the Spirit was fulfilled. The human being who awakened the spiritual spark within himself belongs to the earthly children redeemed by his blood. He already made use of the graces acquired through the death on the cross to shape himself into love. His will was turned towards the divine Redeemer and thus towards me as the Creator and Father of eternity, because the strength for this flowed towards him, because he opened himself for the reception of grace. Turning to Jesus Christ and acknowledging the act of salvation inevitably also entails the rightly directed will. The people's weakness of will was the reason for Jesus' great mercy to come to their aid. The will has to be strengthened without, however, being made unfree. Now the human being can accomplish something he was previously incapable of doing. For Satan had bound free will to the extent that his influence on people was so strong that they succumbed, which, however, they would not have needed if they had made use of the strength of love. Thus the will was also free before the act of salvation, only completely weakened by Satan's influence. And thus the will of a person who does not believe in Jesus Christ and his act of salvation will show the same weakness. He will need a great inner struggle to direct his will correctly and often will not be able to do so, yet he will neither be able to be forced from above nor from below in a certain direction of will. But what he cannot do by his own strength will be easy for him with Jesus Christ. He is, as it were, released from his weakness of will. He noticeably feels the influx of strength. His will now moves in the right direction. The divine principle in him gains the upper hand. The spiritual spark flares up and my will has now entered him. Because his spirit is my share and cannot think and want otherwise and now transfers his thinking and wanting to the human being, who now lets himself be guided and freely strives out of himself towards me. Who is now in truth redeemed from my adversary's bonds because he has recognized me as God and Father of eternity, who came into the world in Jesus Christ in order to redeem people. Amen.